Now let's talk about financial management. You know, some people just love accounting and some people hate it. I have to confess that I just love accounting, so I'm going to get real excited when we talk about this. Let's start by defining what I mean by financial management. Financial management means that you're processing your transactions efficiently, that you're running your business by the numbers, that you're managing your cash flow and your risk, that you're managing the assets of your company and your funding options, and that you're managing the value of the business. Imagine that you have a company that is excellent in financial management. You are generating cash reliably. Money flows through your organization in predictable ways that facilitate your growth. You are making a profit every month and wondering how much of your excess cash to use for bonuses and dividends and how much to reinvest in your growth. You would welcome an audit because you know the auditors are going to be impressed. You don't worry about taxes because you have great accountants managing them. And if you have an accident, you know you're going to be okay because you have great insurance. You are focused on increasing the value of your business as you prepare for exiting on your terms whenever you choose. On the other hand, if you're bad at financial management, you wonder whether there's any headroom left on your credit cards. You wonder if you'll make payroll or whether your car was repossessed earlier in the day. You checked in the cushions of your couch this morning for your lunch money, but there wasn't any there. You have no idea how much money you lost last month, and you're afraid to find out. The IRS is knocking at your door, and you're pretending you're not home. You pray that no one has an accident because you're underinsured or not at all insured. And you would pay someone to take the business off your hands, but no one would want to. So here are the things that you need to do to make sure that you're being excellent in financial management. Manage your cash. Have effective credit policies. Process transactions accurately and efficiently. Implement financial controls. Protect your assets. Be in compliance. Properly fund your business and learn to read financial statements. We're going to go through each one of these individually, and I'm going to give you a lot of great ideas, but you're absolutely not going to be able to implement them all in the next few weeks. So just listen for one or two things that you know that will make a big difference in your business right away, and then listen again in a few weeks or a couple of months for more good ideas. And above all, don't beat yourself up. Instead, I want you to feel really great about yourself because you're getting such a valuable education and you're making great progress in your business. So let's talk about one of my very favorite subjects, financial management.